Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
It's your evening spank with Julia and Tyler. Ew. Gossip on the go while you're cooking, cleaning, or whatever you do at night. Not that it's any of my business, and not that I really care. You're welcome.
Happy 1 year anniversary of the Jonas Brothers reunion today.
Is that today?
Yeah. So it was a year ago today that they announced they'll be getting back together. And soon after, they hit us with Sucker. And then we had Cool, Only Human, What a Man Gotta Do. Those are like all have been very big songs for them since. So they've, I think, consistently had a song going on the radio for the past year, which is pretty impressive.
I don't think they've missed. We do a countdown here every single like weekend on B96. I don't think they've missed a week since like 1 year ago.
No, and I think the reason that it seems like it went by so fast is because they've been so consistent and so like fresh delivering content and different new music, and they did the tour and then they did like their performances, and I just hope they all don't get their wives knocked up. I realize it's not called knocked up when you have a wife, but like
still shitty dancers though. They're still really bad dancers.
Are they?
Yeah, kind of like that awkward like white guy in tight pants kind of dance.
Oh, they're hot. They can get away with it.
Yeah, that Joe Jonas does some push-ups.
Nick Jonas's calves don't even get me started.
It's your evening spank. Ew.
Are we going to die from coronavirus, or is this just everybody like us trying to scare everybody else?
Well, there's a newfound way that you can get it.
How?
Farting. Yep.
Are you lying?
No. If a person is infected with coronavirus and they pass gas, it could put you at risk. But a report says it's not very likely to happen because you would have to get a good close sniff. So you basically... And they said their underwear would be a shield. So they basically have to be naked and your face has to be in their ass. So, I mean, just...
So, you know, all crazy things have happened. Again, I mean...
Yeah, I mean, if you get into that kind of stuff when you're banging, like, you could get coronavirus that way. But I would assume that you're doing other things that could also get you coronavirus and first, you know?
Very unlikely, like, getting the coronavirus to begin with. Do you see this thing, though, that went viral? I think it was... I don't know where the study came from, but the CNN tweet went viral, and I'm just going to read it word for word, and I want your initial reaction, if I may. 38% of Americans wouldn't buy Corona beer under, quote, any circumstances because of the coronavirus, according to a recent study. Just to be abundantly clear, there is absolutely no link between the virus and the beer.
People are so stupid. I want to know, like, what state in particular has said that the most. That way we can know like which state has the most dumb people.
I've got a thing coming up, actually. If you want to talk about states with dumb people, I have something else coming up that will probably shed light on that for you.
Okay.
Yeah, don't worry. That's coming.
Because I want to know like where this is all coming out of, that people like, you know what I mean? Is it amassing a neighborhood that they all think that Corona beer is going to mess them up? Is it one guy who owns a bar who like won't carry it anymore? Like, you know what I mean? It has to be one person informing a community. That's really like making an impact.
That sucks for Corona though. They're just down there minding their business, just making beer and beach commercials.
I'll tell you what, I'm not a beer drinker, but nothing hits better than when you go to Mexico and the Happy Cab comes and picks you up and they hand you a Corona.
Did you see though, a dog now has Corona virus in Hong Kong?
What kind of dog?
I didn't get that far. I just read the headline.
Oh,
we live in a headline world.
We do live in a headline world, but that is unfortunate.
That's how I know we're all going to die from the coronavirus, because I've just been reading a bunch of headlines and I haven't actually clicked on any stories.
So I heard today, though, that they're informing people that you do not need to wear those masks out. The people who need to wear the masks are the people with coronavirus. It's not going to do anything for you. But like now they're sold out everywhere. And
sold out.
And even the hospitals that like desperately need them can't get them.
Dude, that company that, where is it? I got it right over here. A U.S. company gets $67 million orders, or a $67 million order for masks, but they're unable to meet the demand.
I heard also that this guy bought a bunch of them and is like upcharging them.
Oh, that's shiesty.
That's so mean. Hospitals need them. Like, come on. This isn't, what's that third-party ticket website everybody buys tickets
at? StubHub.
This isn't what would it be called for masks?
Mask Hub.
Mask Fask.
MaskFask.com.
It's your evening spank.
I love this story so much. And we were talking about states earlier and whatever else, but and I'll explain why I brought that up. But the FCC got 1,300 complaints over J-Lo and Shakira's Super Bowl halftime show. That means 1,300 people in this fine republic reached out to the Federal Communications Commission and complained about what they saw during the Super Bowl.
I heard it was like a lot of snippy mom. Like, get old. Because no dad is complaining.
No one man
is going to the FCC and complaining about what they saw.
You know how I know you're right? Ask me how many people complained to the FCC after Adam Levine took his shirt off during the Super Bowl. Just take a wild guess.
Zero.
94. J-Lo and Shakira got 1,300. But here's the best part. There's actual transcripts, like the actual word for word of the complaints. You ready?
Yeah.
First of all, there were 140 that came from Texas alone. Every state had a complaint except for Vermont. This one is from Kansas. You ready? The halftime show. This is an actual complaint. This is word for word. The halftime show was the furthest thing from a, quote, family-friendly broadcast as possible. The depiction of strippers, close-ups of crotch and anus. They misspelled crotch. So
anus? We didn't see their butthole.
The close-ups of crotch and anus, the orgy by backup dancer, naked buttocks are not appropriate for children viewers.
Oh, my God.
I should not have to send the children out of the room while watching a football game. Damn it. I added the damn it part. This one's from Tennessee. What I'm the name of decency was that? I think it was supposed to be what in the name. Yeah. I do not subscribe to the Playboy channel. We do not buy porn for $20 a flick. We simply wanted to sit down as a family and watch the Super Bowl. God forbid we expected to watch football in a quick concert, but instead we had our eyes molested. Shame on all of you for allowing that to infiltrate our homes. They're blaming the FCC now. J-Lo's movie Hustlers was rated R, so since when is it rated R viewing allowed on our TV network at 7, and it was between 7 and 8 o'clock?
I could see like a mom like just like typing this with steam coming out of her ears and like just kept looking to the right and be like, don't you agree, Greg? And Greg's like, yeah. She's like, read this! And he's like, sounds good. Just, you know, yeah, I agree with all that. Send it. It's terrible. And he like is watching it later that night on his phone in the bathroom while he's pretending he's taking a shit.
Oh, God, I'm here for all this. You want the last one?
Yeah.
This is from Alabama, so we're going to go out with a bang. It is sad that this is where we are in entertainment. By the way, I'm having to kind of paraphrase these because the grammar isn't exactly great. So I'm reading it word for word, but if I'm stumbling over it, it's not because I'm dumb. It's because I'm reading the words of someone that's dumb, but I'm also dumb.
Yeah.
The entire group I was with was floored by the Satan worship performance. Satan worship capitalized. May God bless, capitalized, our lands, and may the people in control of the content our family watch programming use more sense. People can go to strip clubs all over the world where children are not allowed in. So why were children allowed to go to the Super Bowl? Not capitalized. And the TV should have warned parents of the X-rated halftime show. I no longer respect J-Lo, but apparently the respect is still there for Shakira.
Okay, so your kids are on TikTok seeing things that are way worse. I will say that.
It's your evening spank. Ew.
A survey has found that fans of this music genre are the most likely to have sex in a car.
Pop music that we play on B96.
Are you actually being serious with
that?
I'm
being 100% serious.
No.
Rock.
Close.
Alternative.
Close.
Heavy metal.
That.
Okay, my next guess was going to be country.
So guess what's the runner-up?
Country.
No.
Alternative.
No.
Pop music that we play on B96.
No.
Jazz.
Close.
Close to jazz?
It's not close. It's just warmer.
like adult contemporary, like Phil Collins type stuff.
Getting there.
Tell me.
Oldies fans are runner-up. Overall, 65% of people say they've had a sexual encounter in a car. Meanwhile, fans of Latin and classical were the most likely to not use turn signals. This is a really weird survey.
How do they go from one to the other?
The ticketing company TickPick conducted a survey involving 1,000 people. They asked them what they had listened to in the car and what kind of car-related experiences they've had. Fans of heavy metal were most likely to have had a sexual encounter, and that might not be surprising, but the runner-up fan was oldies. 75% of heavy metal fans have had sex in a car compared to the average 65%. So nearly two-thirds of us have messed around on wheels. Hip-hop was third, followed by rap, then R&B slash soul. I would think R&B slash soul is number one.
Yeah, I'm telling you, man.
Like, that's like the back of a...
Slap on some Jodeci, and before you know it, you're making sweet, sweet love in the back of your Aerostar.
It's your evening spank.
I did something today.
What?
That I swear I wasn't going to do. It's been floating around the internet for about a day and a half now, maybe 2 days, something like that. I watched the Britney Spears foot break video.
Oh, why have you been avoiding it? I watched it the second I saw that it was a thing.
Did you really?
Yeah.
Did you listen to it, though?
Yes. It's, I mean, it's like one of those that's like, if you're sensitive to it, it's going to kill you.
Britney Spears posted a video on Instagram of her dancing barefooted in like a sports bra and shorts. Is that the
she
best way to put it?
She posts a lot of these videos. So if you're used to seeing any content from Britney, it's her norm, which her norm is very odd.
Yeah.
But she's doing a lot of turns in this particular video.
And then she kind of goes, before she goes down, if you turn up the video very, very loud, you hear a crack. And it is very loud.
And you see, like, the way her ankle flips. Yeah, that's the noise that's associated with it. I could only watch it once. I didn't keep watching it, but...
Yeah, no, I immediately scrolled through because she's also in Hawaii right now, so there's a lot of bikini yoga pictures, so whatever.
Yeah, you know what? You just close your eyes with that because you're a married man. At least she's not giving us really strange home tours anymore. She has like a mass of tiny furniture. Did you know that?
No, I've never really looked at her furniture in the background.
No, somebody did like a big blog post about it. Like, how has nobody, like the title of the blog was like, how has nobody noticed that Britney Spears has a bunch of tiny furniture in her house? And like, cause she does all these videos on Instagram. It like goes through and it like points it out. Like she has like miniature furniture that would only fit like a doll. It's very strange.
Britney's not strange at all, so that seems very weird.
Well, and she's, you know what the weirdest part about this is, though? Is she's not in charge of her spending anymore. You know how her dad is?
Yeah.
So who's buying this?
It's your evening spank. Ew.
And last but not least, Panera Bread. You like Panera Bread?
That's fine.
Yeah, it's good. They're rolling out a new monthly subscription for unlimited coffee for $9, which I actually think is such a brilliant idea.
That's pretty good.
Say, for instance, you work in a tall building and you got a Panera Bread in your building. This is totally worth it.
Question, and I don't know the answer because I've only ever gone there for lunch. Are they open early enough in the morning to where it really makes it worthwhile?
Yeah, they open at like 5.
Really?
Yeah, yeah.
I've never been up that early.
And they stay open, I think, to like 10 p.m. So definitely worth it. And like I said, if you work in a building or like maybe like a plaza where there's one down there that you can just walk to every couple hours and get a new coffee, this is so worth it. So yeah, it says they just announced a new monthly subscription plan for coffee for $9 a month. You can roll into any Panera at any time and get a hot or iced coffee. If you get a lot of coffee at Panera or there's one near where you live or work, this could be a great deal since one cup of coffee there is $2.39, which is like, that's the average price though for just a regular coffee at most places, like with no frills.
Meanwhile, Dunkin' released bacon.
A bag of bacon?
Bag of bacon.
Is that what it actually is? I saw that like very briefly somewhere and I didn't dive into it, so explain it to me.
I don't really. It's like eight half slices of bacon, so four full slices in a bag. It's called Snack and Bacon. That's what they need. They need a bacon subscription service. I can go get the coffee at Panera and then go get the bacon at Dunkin' and then my day is complete.
Honestly, I like that little bag. That's like what a hangover bag would look like to me.
Only 190 calories, so it's healthy. Super healthy.
Yeah, totally.
It's your evening spank.
We did this 2 days in a row, the evening spank.
Are you proud of us? Like, subscribe. You can't like. This is not a YouTube channel.
Just do what you do with
rate,
the
review,
stars.
Subscribe. Sorry, it's Friday and I need another coffee. God bless. Have a good weekend. Be safe. Don't get coronavirus. Let us know if you get a subscription for coffee.
Spanky's Corner. Rate, review, subscribe. And don't forget your disposable grocery bags, you wasteful whore.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.